Lecture 24, Rhetoric, A New Path to Political Power.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello again. We're now in the period known as radical democracy, the product of Ephialtes' legislation of 462, as we discussed in our last lecture. It's interesting, by the way, that no one ever tries to label Ephialtes as a father of democracy. Although what he did might not be on a par with Solon or Cleisthenes, in other words, inventing the process or taking it to the masses, nevertheless, I hope you see that he's also a very important player in the democratic process. Mind you, we know a lot less about Ephialtes than we do about Solon and Cleisthenes, so perhaps that's why he's not always linked with those two. Radical democracy made the people sovereign in the state, and it brought with it a rise in the number of men who advised the people in the assembly. In this lecture, we're going to focus on how political leadership changes in the decades after Ephialtes. Specifically, we'll look at the rise in rhetoric and how it's exploited by a new group of ambitious individuals called rhetores, or speakers, as a means to political power. These men use their oratorical abilities to dominate political life in the assembly. And this was described by Aristotle as the supreme democratic body. It's important we appreciate how political power changed as it did, who these speakers were, and the importance of rhetoric, so that we can better understand Athenian democracy, and history too for that matter, especially warfare. From now until when Macedonia abolished Athenian democracy in 322 BC. Pericles dominated political life from the death of Ephialtes in 461 to his own death in 429. He may even have engineered the outbreak of the Peloponnesian War, as I will argue in a later lecture. In Athenian history, as I said before, the 450s to the 430s are often referred to as the Periclean era or Periclean Athens. So that gives you some idea of the influence Pericles wielded. He exercised power by means of his election and re-election to the office of strategos or general. And he used this as a stepping stone into political life. He wasn't the first to use this military office as an entree into the political arena. Think of Themistocles, for example. And this sort of thing still happens today. Eisenhower and Colin Powell are two obvious recent examples, and I'm sure you could fill me in on a lot more. But now we get to the differences. Pericles was an aristocrat. So were Themistocles, Cimon, and in fact, everyone who addressed the assembly and made proposals down to the Periclean era. But when Pericles died in 429, a different type of speaker comes to influence in Athens. Not just Athens, in fact, but in many cities, many democracies throughout Greece. And in the Hellenistic period, rhetoric, which enables these speakers to come to political power, flourished in places far removed from Greece, thanks to Alexander the Great's conquests. What made these new speakers different was that they were non-nobles, and the democracy and the advances in rhetoric allowed them to rise to the heights that they did.